Listener Production.
Hi, it's Tamara Clark with your local news briefing. Checking today's weather, sunny across the region this morning, tops of 20 in Mount Gambier and Panola, 21 in Narracourt. Now let's take a look at today's headlines. If you're noticing more helicopter action overhead on the Limestone Coast, this might help answer why. Assistant Police Commissioner Noel Banford speaks with the ABC.
The State Rescue Helicopter Service provides helicopters to both ambulance and police, essentially the same helicopters. And they currently have three helicopters, all the same. And it could be either ambulance doing a retrieval or a search and rescue mission, or it could be police doing police operations or, again, search and rescue missions.
Meantime, Farmers for Climate Action say voters have sent a clear message to our politicians. Aussies want more to be done to combat climate change. The organisation's calling for a deep emissions reduction this decade in the hope local farmers won't have to deal with disasters like fires and floods. CEO Fiona Davis believes climate policies were instrumental in Labor's win.
The issue of climate change was incredibly important, and the vote for climate was not just seen in city seats for Teal Independence. In regional seats across the country, voters backed candidates who backed stronger climate policy.
And you might have noticed a lot of spiderwebs floating in the sky lately and have been wondering what's going on. Experts tell us recent wet and damp weather has forced spiderlings to take to the sky in a phenomenon called ballooning. Dr. Kevin Walker says it's a regular occurrence during autumn.
Now, if there's a bit of humidity in the air and silt picks up a little bit of moisture, the early morning of the sun, the early morning rays of the sun give it a glistening effect, and it's called the gossamer effect.
And we're patiently awaiting the results from today's Emergency Management Council meeting. It's predicted masks might come off in Limestone Coast schools within days. Members of Cabinet and department heads will catch up to discuss the latest on South Australia's scrapping of the Emergency Management Declaration. And the push is on to get as many Limestone Coast locals as possible vaccinated for influenza, with predictions of a bumper flu season. It comes as flu numbers are already booming just 1 week out from winter. It seems to be targeting the young with ages 15 to 24 most at risk. More than 10,500 cases have been reported across Australia this year alone, with more than 7,000 of those diagnosed around the start of May. Our new Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, is meeting with leaders from the US, India and Japan today in his first official duty as Prime Minister. Taking a look at sport now, and the Wye community is speaking out against a proposed motocross track on local forestry South Australia land. As it stands, the Mount Gambier Junior Motorcycle Club doesn't have a home, but Grant District Council is hearing concerns around disrupting the land and natural wildlife. That's all for this episode of Limestone Coast Local News. If there's a story you think we need to be covering, send us a message at salocalnews@sca.com.au. Catch you next time. Listener.